And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Now, this is going to be an infomercial, but I'm not selling, and I don't have anything to sell. Well, I do. I have something to sell, but what I have to sell is free. Okay? What I have to sell is free. Now, what you need... See, you need something that's beyond what you have now, something outside the box. Whatever you have now is not working, okay? Whatever you have now is a substitute for the real thing. What you really need, what you really, really, really need is a rapport. To find a rapport with your Creator. But this is something that he has to implement, and that he has to make happen, okay? And that he has to prepare you each step of the way for what is next. See, if you were to immediately and instantly know all that there is to know, why, you would vanish like a snowflake. Okay, it would be too much. It would be too much. So you need to be very, ever so gently moved along. You know, people like Moses, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Paul, John, people like that. It took them a while, sometimes decades. Okay? Now, of course, the apostles who were with Christ, it happened a lot faster because he was there. But for the others, it sometimes took decades. It took Moses, it was 80 years before God was ready to use Moses. Moses had to go off into the desert and be a sheep herder for 40 years. It wasn't until he was 80 years old that God was ready to use him. Okay? Now, that doesn't mean that if you're not a young person, you can't begin the journey toward your Creator. Of course you can. But what I'm saying is, it's something that he's in charge of. But now, what is it that blocks you from the whole thing getting started? What is it that blocks you? Okay, well, what it is, things. First of all, it's pride of life. We have a certain magnetic stubbornness that is useful for maintaining our selfhood as we go out and about in the world of struggle and strife. And, you know, it's kind of a dog-eat-dog world out there. So this pridefulness, this with the life force. You know how animals, have you ever had to try to get a dog or a cat that didn't want to get caught, and you needed to get it to, I don't know, maybe take it to the vet or something because it needed some help, and so you had to give it a bath or something like that. So you tried to catch it, and then if it didn't want to get caught, remember how fierce the struggle? What a tremendous struggle it puts up. It's unbelievable how such a little tiny creature could put up such a struggle. Okay? Well, we have something like that, that includes our ego, that actually is a shield against finding God. Let me see if I can explain it to you. I hear the music, so we're going to have to take a little break. But what you need to do is to have that is to somehow break through that stubbornness. so you can find your Creator, or that He can find you. I'll be right back.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to your principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. I've only got 15 minutes for some of the stations, so it's very important that you write down the URL, the web address, where you can listen to the whole program, the 30-minute version, and where you can benefit from some of the resources that I have. And that would be talktoapastor.org, www.talktoapastor.org. So you may only hear me for a few minutes, and then I'm gone, and I'm only on once a week. See, so that's why I say this is like a little infomercial. I'm only here 15 minutes a week, okay? Some of the stations I'm on two times, so I'm on again later in the week or in the evening, but basically here I am. So now, do you see this stubbornness, okay? That we have. We have this stubborn pride. But in order to be compatible with our Creator, pride has to be humbled. Okay? Pride has to be humbled. And so what that means is that there has to be a way that you can get close enough or be drawn close enough to God where your pride can be humbled. Now, but the whole world is in charge of maintaining your pride. You know, everybody that tells you how wonderful you are and how great you are and how good you are and how wonderful you are and whatever they tell you, okay, you know you're not as wonderful as they say, but you still like it anyway. It helps to maintain your pride. And then people who are supportive and reassuring and comforting, they support your pride. See, they support you as you are in your rebellious, prideful way that blocks you from finding the Creator. See, that's why the great down through the centuries, we all know that the great mystics, okay, the great people who have somehow seemed to have found a relationship with God, we know that they are humble. You know, Saint John of the Cross, Saint Teresa, Brother Lawrence, and all these people, these wonderful people, they were humble. They had this humility. We all know that. But you see, the other thing about is that out in the world, people who tease you, okay, also maintains your pride. Okay, so maybe that's the best thing that you can see right now is that when you react to other people's teases, taunts, challenges with resentment. When you react with resentment or anger, that maintains your pride. Okay? So if somebody looks at you in a certain way, if somebody cuts in front of you when you're driving in the car, if somebody says something behind your back, if somebody gossips about you, if somebody disrespects you, see? If somebody doesn't appreciate you, or you think they don't appreciate you, okay, you resent them. People even resent their own family, resent your own kids, your partner, because you think they don't appreciate, you say, you know, you start thinking, well, they don't appreciate me after all I've done for them. After all I've done for them, they don't appreciate me, see? Well, you know what that is? That's your pride. And underneath the tears, you know what's under there? Resentment. That's right, resentment. Anger. See? Judgment. So, whatever it is that maintains your pride, be very careful of it. Be very careful. Okay? Don't resent it. So if somebody comes along and they praise you, don't resent them. See, don't get puffed up and think, oh, yes, I really am wonderful. But on the other hand, don't resent them if they praise you. If you see what they're up to, if you see they're trying to set you up for something, don't resent them. If somebody gossips about you, don't resent them. See, if you do something for somebody and they don't say thank you, don't resent them. Because that resentment, see, it's like if you get magnets, you know, you get two North Poles of a magnet and hold them close to each other, what do? They repel each other with this force. See, so God is the great ego of the universe. Okay, he's the creator, and he deserves praise and honor and worship and all that. But when you are an ego, see, when you are an ego, then you come in conflict with God. Your little puny ego comes in conflict with the great God of the universe. Okay? And it's like two north poles of the magnet. It repels. So what you need to do is to become humble. And how do you become humble? The number one way is by letting go of resentment. Okay? So the first thing you could do if you want to find your creator, okay, and start to soften that fierce pride, stubborn pride, is to let go of resentment. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Got a comment or a question? Send your comment or a question to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. I'm talking about how we have this stubborn pride. And this stubborn pride somehow garners, consolidates our life force and uses it to oppose, see, to oppose what? Well, let's talk about that. It's very important. Remember I said earlier, I gave you, the point of all this is your life is not worth a plugged nickel. Your life is not worth a hill of beans unless you find your creator. Okay? Unless you find your creator, you're just a clever animal. A clever animal. Okay? That moves in. What does Shakespeare say? Life is but a walking shadow, a poor player who struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. That's all you are. Unless you find your creator. See? To have a real purpose, to find your purpose, and then you have a co-creative life. Otherwise, if you don't find him, you're separate from him. See, you might know about him. See, you might know about your creator. But it's a different thing to actually experience. Imagine a plant. See, in the sun, the plant puts up his leaves and receives light and warmth directly from the sun, and that's life for the plant. But if you take the plant and put it in the closet, that's not good. The plant can no longer receive the light. See? The plant can no longer receive the warmth of the sun. Well, that's like you. See, you have a certain amount of life force that will keep you going. If you're lucky, it'll keep you going 70 years. Okay? But you need to go to the next level. You need to find your creator. All the good things that can happen. See, the co-creative things. See, you need your creator for that. All right. Now it's not everybody will find him. Okay? Christ said, "Narrow is the way." See? And few are those who find him. But some do, and perhaps you're one of them that will. Okay? So we said that when you have a pride, this pride somehow makes use of your life force. See, it's like a cancer. You know how a cancer, when cancer comes, then it starts to what? It starts to very cleverly make use of everything for itself. See, it starts to garner resources, builds its own little blood vessels and everything else that it needs to supply itself at to the detriment of the rest of the organism. Okay? Well, this pride is something like that. This pride is something like that, and it feeds on, see, it takes your life force, and it makes you feel, yes, you feel temporarily, you feel proud, you feel strong, you feel great, you feel high from your pride, see, the pride of being worshipped, where you purr like a kitten, or the pride of resentment. Well, we don't get a lot of worship in the world, and it's phony, and we sense that it's phony, but a lot of us can thrive on hate, see. We can hate other people, or hate our, see, a lot of women hate their husband, see, or they hate men, see, or they resent their kids. So they resent their husband because he's weak, he's not there for them, saddle them with responsibility, resent their kids for making demands, see, and so she's full of resentment, hostility, hate. But covered up with a syrupy sweet covering of doing for others. And the more she does for them, the more she resents them because they're ungrateful. See? And so there's something false about it. She does and does and does for others. But it's all done out of resentment. It's all done out of hate. So it has terribly negative effect. Some people are fooled by it. Others, they see that there's something wrong with all the service and they reject it. They rebel, perhaps. See, they rebel. Okay? So you could have a child rebel and end up in prison, and then she's still chasing after the child in prison, now trying to, reform the child. And she's the very one that caused the child to rebel in the first place from false love, you see. So what we need then is for this pride to be humbled. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? And you will want to preview the myths and mysteries of marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for the myths and mysteries of marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you PDF of the Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of the Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. program is called Talk to a Pastor. Now, how is pride humbled? Well, pride is humbled in those special moments when you begin to see, when you begin to see the falsity of your life, when you begin to see that you don't have love, you just have a lot of hate covered over with a pretense of love, see? And how many of the things, all the things that you do for other people, they're done for a show. See, you want other people to admire you and respect you and say you're a wonderful person. See, so everything you do is for them, so that they will say that about you. And then when they don't say it, you resent them. See, you resent them. And when you resent them, you feel guilty. You feel guilty because resentment is wrong. It's a hate. It's a sneaky, secret hate. So you feel guilty for resenting other people, so then you're extra nice to them to try to take away the guilt. See? And then they begin to see that that's what you're up to. So they take advantage. See? Because they see that you have this need of some sort. You have this need. Now, how did it come to pass? Maybe when you're a child, okay, people... Either they praised you too much and so you became addicted to the praise, and when it built up your pride, that made you guilty, and so now you need more praise, see, to keep you built up. Or maybe they put you down. People put you down, said you were no good, you were a troublemaker, this and that. Okay? And you resented them. You resented them. And that set you up. And resentment makes you empty. See, resentment, remember I said it cuts you off from God. It cuts you off from your inner ground of good. It cuts you off from your inner flow. So you can never become who you were meant to be when you're resentful. See, if you resented your parent, your mom pushed you into piano lessons or pushed you into this or that, and your mom pushed you into something, and then you resented her for it. See, then you went either one of two ways. Either you rebelled and refused to do what she said, or you found a way to mess up and not do well, or you went ahead and became a great pianist or violinist or whatever. But it was all because of her, all because of her pushing you and nagging you. And so you resented her, see? So now you go out in the world and you put on a show for others. You go out in front of the audience, there you are playing, and they all clap. But underneath you resent them. You resent them because you see they don't really love you. They're using you. See, you see they're using you for their own glorification, okay? And so you resent them just the way you resented your mother. So you become addicted to doing that over and over again, pleasing other people, performing for them, putting on an act for them, serving them, see, and then hate, and then secretly resenting them. So now you see how all that builds pride. It builds this hateful thing inside, see, that pretends to be nice and sweet and good and everything, but it's not at all. Okay? And it begins to garner your whole life, your resources, your life force for this pride. But this pride builds enmity with God. Okay? It comes in conflict with, it's in conflict with God. And eventually it's not even your pride. See? Eventually it's not even your pride. Because then an unholy spirit comes to assist you in your defection. So then our greatest conflict then eventually, for all of this game playing and secret hate of other people and so on, our greatest conflict is then with God. Because in God's light, our ego would be forced to see what it is. See, our pride would be shriven of its compensations, and it would be shown for the miserable, disgusting thing that it is in God's light. And you would see that all your efforts, see, to make yourself look great in front of the world are for naught. When it's all over, you have nothing. You haven't built character underneath your inside a hateful person with all pretense, see, and phoniness. And you've confused a lot of people along the way. So to see that, okay, that can be rather devastating, but that's what you need to be able to see in God's light. And now you see what, now do you see what repentance is? And now do you see why most people never repent? They never repent because they don't want to be sorry. They don't want to give up pride. They don't want to save. They want to save face. There's something they don't want to give up, and they cling to it. Okay. And then ultimately, it keeps them separated from God. But there are some people who love the truth and yearn for the Father they've never known so much that they're willing to permit their ego to be humbled, humiliated, so that they may begin a new life, a co-creative life with their Creator. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive. That's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Yes, there's a side of us all that needs to be penetrated, needs to be exposed to the light, seen for what it is, so that we can be sorry about what we see about ourselves. Okay? And when you're sorry, then that is acceptable unto God. Okay? And He forgives you, and then you can start a life anew. Make a fresh start. Okay? Leave behind all the baggage from the past, all of the people that hurt you and that you hated, and just forget, just leave it all behind. Start fresh. My name is Pastor Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.